I lived in Hampton. My grandmother stayed in New Canoes. I would come down for the weekends because that's what, I don't know, that's what happened. So I come and I would stay with my grandmother the weekend. And even then, I noticed, even in the house, there was a, you know, everything, it was dark, dark lit because the lights weren't, it wasn't real well lit. But I noticed even then, the coal dust, it's like the soot from the, it was on the walls a little bit. And I remember that. Fast forward. I grew up, you know, and matriculated, came back. Now I live in New Canoes. I live on 18th Street. Had I known, we bought a new house. It was a newly built home. Had I known about the coal dust, I wouldn't have moved there. But it's, for me, it's a nuisance for me. It's like, for me, I'm sure even it being a nuisance, there are some health implications with that as well, I'm sure. But for me, it's a nuisance. My house is white and blue. So I deal with having to power wash my house at least 4 times a year. At least, I mean, that's the minimum. You can do it more, but it's cold. It's like, I'm not going out in the cold power, but it's like, it's a nuisance. It's like it gets on everything, your cars. It's, and again, my house is white and blue. So the mailbox is white, and so you have to, it's a constant battle with coal dust, keeping it off. If it's, it gets on everything, it's just, it's a nuisance for me because I want to do more to my house, the outside, but what for? It's like more things you do, or if you want to add furniture here, you have to, how you know, you got to cover stuff up, you got to, it's a never ending battle. Is dealing with that. You wanna improve the amenities of your home. I want some things I wanna do. But I'm like, then it's more stuff I gotta clean. It's like some more stuff you have to monitor. It's like, I shouldn't, it's just a pain for me. I'm like, they need to do something about this. It's just, and it can get in your house, it gets in your house as well, depending on how well filtered your HVAC system is. You know, I have to make sure I'm getting the highest filtration filter, if you will, to make sure that it captures the smallest particles it can, so that you won't see a lot of dust. Because if you can see it in the windshield, in the windowsills, and you open your blinds, and like, and it's like stuff is just everywhere. It's everywhere. So for me, it's a nuisance. It's just, and I guess my questions lie with this, and I know my questions. Can't be really answered. I've gone to several meetings they would have in the city about the East End, and my question is always, what are y'all doing about the coal dust? You know, because I know that coal, that's money. The bottom line is, it's money.
What kind of answers have you gotten?
Sometimes there is no answer. Sometimes they take my name and we'll contact you. You think I get contacted? No.
Who have you asked?
So what I did, I went online and I got some information about coal dust. There was they did a study years ago. They did a study on coal dust, not only here, but also there's another coal depot in Norfolk someplace that they have to deal with the same thing. Yeah, so I was interested. I'm like, wow. Okay, I said, this is big.
You remember when we went to Dunbar? That last meeting.
Achievable Dream.
We went to Achievable Dream. Uh-huh. That time. When was that? That was like 2 years ago. About a year ago.
It was after COVID.
Right.
So it had to be COVID. Like either 2020, 2021. Where were we at? 2024.
Right.
Maybe 2022.
Thank you.
Do you remember if that was with the Department of Environmental Quality?
It was about environmental quality. That's what they talked about. And then they had, they showed us like different,
you do,
like different. What's the word I'm looking for?
Different sizes of dust, or different.
Or well, yeah, they had like airflow, like different presentations around the room. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But that's what she was asking. Yeah, that's the last one we went to, and I took my information, and the young lady, she was very receptive. She was like. And I was like, yeah, this is what I found online about coal dust, you know, and you know, just online about its effects on health and the environment, if you will. And she took it. I gave it to her, and I don't know her name. I don't know her name. I can't remember. It's like. I am bad with names. But yeah, I remember we were talking, because that's always my, when we go to these things, my thing is this: what is the city going to do with the coal dust? Because I know it's money. I know the bottom line is that that's millions of dollars.
Okay. Can I ask you about how much you spend, like, on power?
Yeah,
Renee.
How much do I spend? I don't know. I just do it. It's like, I don't look at the cost. I just do it in angst, because I do it in angst. I'm like, I'm so sick of this. You know, but for me, I just want to know, what if they're not going to do anything about it, let me know. It's like, okay, fine. I just know, it's like, I know I have to do something, because they're not going to, that to move that is going to be, you know, that's millions of dollars. You're talking about billions of dollars to move that someplace else, which it can be moved someplace else. I'm sure it can, but it's been there for so long, and, you know, the city has, I don't know. It's like, had I known, I would have moved it. Period. I've lived up in Newport News.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I was about 16 years old. 15, 16 years old. I don't know, that's a question. I don't know.
That's okay. It was built in 2006.
Your house?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was 1954.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
2006.
Yeah.